source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
NGOCC welcomes landmark law making sexual offenses non-bailable. Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma reaffirms the importance of military sports in fostering unity in Africa. In international news, IMF warns of mounting economic pressures for sub-Saharan Africa amid global instability. And in sports, Copper Queens face Brazil in FIFA series contest.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has welcomed the enactment of the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026, which has rendered all sexual offenses such as defilement, rape and incest non-bailable. The organization has therefore described the development as a major step towards strengthening the justice system in the country. Zambia has made sexual offences non-bailable following a new law aimed at tackling rising cases of gender-based violence, a GBV. The new criminal procedure called Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026 means suspects in cases such as rape, defilement and incest can no longer be released on bail. NGOCC Executive Director Anbewe Anamela says the law sends a clear message that sexual offences are serious crimes and human rights violations. She said that removing bail will help prevent suspects from interfering with investigations, tampering with evidence or intimidating witnesses. Ms. Anamela added that the change reflects long-standing calls by civil society groups for stronger laws to deal with gender-based violence, stating that women and girls in Zambia continue to face high levels of abuse, making urgent legal reforms necessary. She hopes that the new law will be supported by the creation of more fast-track courts to handle GBV cases quickly, so that the measure will improve prosecution and increase public confidence in the justice system.
This landmark legislation reform represents a decisive and progressive step in strengthening the country's legal framework to combat the escalating prevalence of sexual and gender-based violence. This enactment sends a strong and unequivocal message that sexual offenses are grave offenses and human rights violations that warrant firm legal consequences. By removing the option of bail, the law significantly reduces the risk of accused persons interfering with investigations, tampering with evidence, intimidating or influencing witnesses, and hence ultimately contributing to the withdrawal of cases. In doing so, the amendment enhances the prospects for effective prosecution and reinforces public confidence in the criminal justice system. NGOCC also notes that this development reflects long-standing advocacy efforts by civil society organizations, including the NGOCC network.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has welcomed the government's recruitment of 3,200 health workers, describing it as a step towards addressing staffing shortages in the health sector. The association's president, Paul Chiwe, says the move reflects a continued commitment by the administration of President Hakainde Hichilema to strengthen healthcare delivery. However, RDAZ has expressed serious concerns over alleged corruption and irregularities in the recruitment process. Dr. Chiwe said it has received reports suggesting manipulation of the Civil Service Commission database with claims that some candidates were unfairly included or excluded. He has also criticized the lack of transparency in the shortlisting process and the continued use of outdated recruitment data, which it says disadvantages newly qualified professionals. Dr. Chiwe has since called for an independent audit of the recruitment system involving oversight bodies such as the Anti-Corruption Commission. He has urged authorities to ensure future recruitment is merit-based, transparent, and free from interference. The Police Public Complaints Commission in Zambia has reminded officers to respect the law and the rights of citizens during arrests and investigations. Speaking in an interview, Commissioner Felix Ngoma says while police have their constitutional mandate to arrest and prosecute, they must not abuse their authority. He warns that officers who use excessive force, torture suspects or damage property are acting outside the law. Mr. Ngoma explains that the commission, established under the Police Public Complaints Commission Act No. 18 of 2016, investigates cases of misconduct by police officers. These include deaths in custody, injuries during arrest, and failure by officers to act on reported crimes. He said that the commission also advises the Minister of Home Affairs, the Inspector General of Police, and the Police Service Commission on disciplinary action. Mr. Ngoma added that the body acts as a watchdog to protect the public and ensure accountability within the police service.
You find that what we have, what the Police Public Complaints Commission now is doing, is to be the eyes of the public. We are the agency that is only supposed to work to see what the police are doing overall, and report such type of advices to institutions, advise the minister, we advise the inspector general of the police, we advise the chairman of police service commission. The police service commission only employs and does the emoluments of the police and also disciplinary matters.
Okay.
So what we do ourselves, once we get the to know what the police officer has done, we tell the inspector general of the police, for anybody who is below the rank of senior, I mean superintendent, to be disciplined. For the above superintendent should be disciplined by the police service commission.
Zambia Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma has called for greater unity, cooperation and shared purpose among African armed forces, saying military sports remain a vital tool for strengthening ties across the continent. Speaking at the opening of the annual general meeting of the Organization of Military Sports in Africa, OSMA, or OSMA, Mr. Lufuma said sports continues to build bridges between nations while promoting discipline, teamwork and resilience among service personnel. Mr. Lufuma said hosting the gathering reflects the confidence Africa's military sports community has placed in Zambia and its defense forces. He added that the platform would enable delegates to exchange ideas, shape future strategies and deepen collaboration, noting that beyond competition, military sports enhance physical fitness, mental strength and operational readiness, while also symbolizing peace and solidarity. The minister urged delegates to engage in constructive dialogue and reaffirm commitment to integrity, excellence and mutual respect across Africa's armed forces.
Hosting this prestigious event demonstrates the confidence that the African military sports community has placed in our country and in the Zambian Defense Force. We are deeply honored to provide a platform where ideas can be exchanged, strategies can be discussed, and the future of military sports in Africa can be shaped. Military sports play a vital role beyond competition. They promote physical fitness.